This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What an emotional day this has been, huh, Limits?
So many good highs, Joe. And I'm glad there's been no lows.
Bob Pompeiani on board. This is incredible. It really is. I'm just blown away by all of this. This is the Pomp and Joe show now.
Minus Pomp.
Well, minus Pomp for this hour. It's often going to be minus Pomp, but it's often going to be plus Pomp. He's going to be going in and out. But that's the way it is. It's going to be great this way.
He'll be a hockey line change all the time.
He'll be a line change. Yes, he will. So I want to celebrate that today. The fact that this is now the Pomp and Joe show. Pomp will be here some combination of Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. But he's also a very busy man, right? We know this about Pomp. And a wonderful man.
Going to do a great story on a couple guys that played at Mount Lebanon, playing at Navy.
Yes. We know he has TV duties as well. So here we go. We're off and running. It's the Pomp and Joe show from here till evermore. And you're part of it. And you never thought you would be working with Pomp, did you?
I did not, no. Never thought that I would.
Is your family excited?
I haven't talked to them yet.
Oh.
I'm sure they will be.
I figured you would text them right away.
My dad knows.
Oh.
But just my dad.
Well, is he excited?
Yes.
He likes Pomp?
He loves listening to the show, and he likes watching Pomp on the news at 6.
Stories are popping all over the NFL right now. I mean, things are heating up. Joe Douglas fired as Jets GM. I mean, what an organization that is. What a joke they are. What an absolute joke. They have this washed up quarterback who can't play anymore. He's the problem. But then again, if he's the problem, who brought him in here and handed him the keys to the franchise? Well, the owner did, and you can't fire the owner, right? So let's go around the league a little bit, Limits. Can you put on a little bit of music that might accompany that? I have one question for you with every team in this league. Are you ready?
Yes.
Buffalo Bills. I'm reading ESPN standings. We'll just go in order, starting in the AFC. The Josh Allen touchdown. Somebody did a study on it the other day, one of these analytical things, and said there was a 2.9% chance when he took off he would reach the end zone. He's unbelievable. My question to you is, is he the MVP of the league?
Yes, you know my answer is yes.
I didn't know your answer was yes. That's why I asked you the question.
I said it yesterday that yes, Josh Allen with no wide receivers yesterday, with no wide receivers on Sunday. Everybody banged up, no Kincaid, no Keon Coleman, to be able to beat Kansas City all with a depleted offense. And the way that he's in that offense is humming right now at the bye, yes, he's the MVP.
Miami Dolphins, and I would agree with that, my friend. I think he's the MVP of the league. I think that Lamar had a bad enough game and Allen had a great enough game against an undefeated team that the tables turned a little bit. I still think it's a very open question here, but right now, yes. Miami, are they a playoff team with Tua?
No, they're not. They're not going to be able to overcome the deficit that they had without Tua and all the losses.
I don't think they are either, but they're maybe I didn't phrase that right. Are they a playoff caliber team when they have him at quarterback? I think they are. I think I'm not a huge Tua fan, but he makes enough of a difference for them that they're a team to contend with when he's actually playing. You know, they're a lottery team. They stink when he's not playing. And I wouldn't be surprised, as long as he's in there, if they make a run, because they're only a game behind the Broncos right now, and the only team between the two is Indy. So I agree with you, they're not, but they are a playoff caliber team, I think, with him. The Jets. Does Aaron Rodgers come back next year and ruin this franchise further?
I think it's a lot less likely without Joe Douglas, but it seems like Rodgers has so much control in this organization that I have to say yes, play out the final year of his contract and retire.
Oh, my God. I guess he does. Is the owner going to be there? Was I reading a headline that the owner might be done? Can you look up that headline? If the owner's there, then Aaron Rodgers will be there, and they're ruined. So it's at least one team you don't have to worry about if you're fighting for a wild card. The Patriots, are you convinced that Drake May is a guy?
A guy or like a really good guy?
Well, that's
like
what I mean. When you have a guy, you have a guy.
He is. I think he could be a guy. I also think that his weapons are a lot of not very good guys around him. So I want to see them surround him with better players, but I think he's trending in that direction, yes.
I don't. Not yet, and I liked him a lot coming out of the draft. In fact, he was my favorite guy, I'm not ashamed to admit, coming out of the draft, but a couple of others are flat out better than him. Jaden Daniels, anybody? However, he has shown signs on a crappy team. Baltimore Ravens, this defense moving forward, are they going to be horrible, average, good, or great?
Average. They'll be average. I mean, pretty good defense. I mean, shine closer to great than I would be to bad.
Then you would say good.
Yeah, that's why I'm right in the middle, right in the average middle range.
I said average, good, or great. You said average and then said they're closer to great. What are you talking about, limits?
I thought average would be the middle ground. I jumped ahead of the gun. I thought you were going to say, I thought you said bad as the first first caveat.
I think they're going to be good moving forward. I agree with Tomlin that they're better than their numbers showed. And they showed that. The Cincinnati Bungles, are they still going to be alive for the playoffs when they face the Steelers in the last weekend of the season?
No, I think that the game that they play against the Steelers in a couple of weeks will be the determining game as to if Cincinnati is alive at that point, and I think the Steelers will win it.
Here's the thing with the old Bungles, and it's unbelievable to look at their schedule. One score game lost. You can't lose at home to New England. You just can't. You can't keep climbing out of a hole. But it's one thing to dig yourself a hole. It's another thing to lose to the blanking Patriots at home. Are you kidding me? What are you doing? And then they start 0-3, but, you know, by 1 point to KC, 5 to Washington, overtime to Baltimore, 1 point to Baltimore. And then the game the other night, it looked 18 times like they were going to win it, and they still find a way to lose. Having said all that, look at their schedule, man.
Yeah, it's not good. It's bad. It's a bad schedule.
If they beat the Steelers, they have Dallas, Tennessee, and Cleveland. And then they have Denver, and they're only a game behind Denver. I think they're going to be alive still. I don't know if they're going to make it. I think they're going to be alive going into that last game. The Cleve Brownies, are they going to? Here's my question with the Brownies. We're going around the league here with myself and City Limits. One question for each team. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Are the Brownies going to rise up and play this like a Super Bowl game? And is Kevin Stefanski, I'm going to double barrel you here. Kevin Stefanski, they're starting to talk about his job security. Is that legit?
Coming off of the year 81 coach of the year, it's hard to think so. But yeah, I think it's a legitimate question for the Browns. I don't think it should be. But for them internally, I think they might move out Kevin Stefanski because they were so eager to get Deshaun Watson in the building and it didn't work. So I think the Browns will play this like it's their Super Bowl and keep it close.
So do I. I do. I think they're going to keep this game close, and I think they stink. And I think that the idea that Stefanski's job security has even become a question is absolutely laughable. And I thought he was overrated, by the way. I thought the job that they did in Cleveland last year and he did was ridiculously overrated. They swept the awards, for God's sakes. Their defense was last in the NFL in red zone defense. They acted like they were the 85 Bears. So even though he was overrated in the first place, he's still as good a coach as they've had, or better, since they came back to the NFL. I think he's a decent coach. More to the point, none of their problems, well, their problem, the quarterback that they brought in, is his doing. It's ownership's doing. What are we talking about here? They brought in, sold their soul to Deshaun Watson, who absolutely stinks and is a bad guy on top of that. And this is what they get for it. And it ain't the coach's fault. You want to find out whose fault it is, you can page D and Jimmy Haslam. I don't know how this is humanly possible, but those people have made the Browns a bigger joke than they were before they got there. I didn't know that was humanly possible, but here we are. The Tennessee Titans, nobody wants to talk about them, but we will, oh limitless wonder. Will Mason Rudolph be their guy down the stretch, or is Levis and Butthead here to stay?
No, I think they're going to give Levis the rest of the year because, I mean, they're not playoff teams. So why not give Levis the chance?
The Jacksonville Jaguars, Bill Belichick's name. People saying if that job is offered to Belichick, he would take it. So I'm going to ask you a two-pronged question, if I may be so bold.
Be bold.
If you're Jacksonville, is that your move?
Yes.
And if you're Belichick, is that your move?
No.
Hmm.
My move would be to go to Dallas.
Why?
Try to fix the Cowboys. I think it's a better situation. And, well, Dallas' situation isn't very good either. They're in cap hell.
Is Trevor Lawrence still viable, or has that been nixed as a possible Belichick landing spot? I thought it was, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I thought it was still a viable option. Now, Jerry Jones might shoot it down because Belichick would take up too much of the spotlight instead of Jason Garrett or McCarthy. But, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, I wonder if he's just lost, Joe. And I don't know if Bill Belichick is a defensive coach, how much he'd be able to help him. What offensive coordinator? Is Josh McDaniels going to magically appear again on the staff?
Maybe he magically appears. Let me ask you this. If you were hiring a coach right now, I'm going to play an either-or game. Are you ready, O Limitless Wonder?
Yes.
Would you rather have Belichick or Mike Vrabel?
Belichick.
Me too. Belichick or Ben Johnson, the Lions' O coordinator?
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson for me too. He's also a great sprinter. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Brian Flores or Bill Belichick?
Oh.
I like Flores.
Yeah, I do too, but I think right now I'm still going Belichick.
Why? I want a younger, more energetic, hot coaching commodity right now than him. But to each our own here, Limits. I'm certainly not blaming you for that. Not at all. Belichick or Aaron Glenn, the Lions' defensive coordinator?
Belichick.
Yeah, I think I'm going Belichick there. Belichick or Drew Petsing, the Cardinals' offensive coordinator? He's doing a hell of a job, and I would take him.
You'd take him over Belichick right now?
Yes, I would.
Wow. No, I'm still going with Belichick. I got to see more from him with the Cardinals.
Does Belichick's age concern you at all?
Yes.
Not necessarily just, yeah, he's in his 70s, but the burnout kind of factor.
He seems like a guy that just, they're going to have to rip him away from the game of football to keep him away from it. So that would not be a concern to me.
All right, as we continue around the NFL, nobody cares about the Raiders. Do you have a question for me about them?
No.
They stink, and they're sort of a cautionary tale.
Should Pierce have been their coach?
Well, that's it. They're a cautionary tale on hiring an interim coach because he has a good run. He shouldn't be their coach. I'm very sorry about that, too. All right, let's move to the NFC, the Detroit Lions. Are they the best team in football right now?
Yes, they are. Even without Aiden Hutchinson, they added to Darius Smith from Cleveland. They have depth everywhere, and they're the best team.
I disagree. A little part of me wonders about Jared Goff going deep into the playoffs. And the Aiden Hutchinson thing still has me thinking that that was perhaps a mortal blow to their Super Bowl hopes. They're very good. I'm not arguing that. But I think somebody's going to beat them in the NFC. And if they don't, I think the best teams in the AFC are going to beat them. Are we looking at an all-time loser bowl between the Lions and the Bills? Would you be up for that? Somebody actually has to win that game?
If it's not the Steelers in the Super Bowl, that is the exact matchup that I want.
That would be incredible.
Someone finally wins.
Somebody finally wins.
You maybe they would play over. The Bills.
They would play overtime and the game would never end. The Philadelphia Eagles. Are you believing in them after last year's disaster? That's A. And B, did Nick Sirianni snapping on his own fans change their momentum this season? Everything's gone right since then.
Sure seems like it. I've always been a fan of Sirianni, maybe because I've dealt with his brother Mike a lot. And I just know that the way that those guys go about their business and their coaching, they're very intense. So it's not surprising that Sirianni snapped on the fans or whatever. I feel like the job that he is such a microscope after replacing Doug Peterson coming off a Super Bowl. I mean, Jalen Hurts, I mean, really, you got to go up against Nick Foles who won a Super Bowl for them. So I think he's doing a good job. And yeah, their momentum's going to ride them far.
All right. Nobody gives a crap about the rest of the NFC. So I'm going to ask you this question. Steelers included. What's your ideal Super Bowl choice, Limitless Wonder?
For the Steelers to win, I would say Steelers.
No, just for the game. What's the best game? What do you want to see? Steelers who?
I want to see the Steelers play against the Philadelphia Eagles.
State championship.
State championship
game. They can have it at Hershey Park Arena.
We're having it later on this year in Philadelphia.
Allen Robinson, the AP writer, could cover that game and throw a sandwich like he did all those years ago at the state basketball finals.
I think they'd get crushed by Detroit. I don't want any part of Detroit.
Or he could play receiver and be better than the Allen Robinson who played for the Steelers last year, right?
He might have a couple grabs.
Back to the Steelers while we're on the topic, Limits. I found that Mount Washington Friermuth discussion very stimulating. Did you?
Yeah, very good. I mean, I think it's a viable question to ask.
So do I. I mean, at some point, people are going to be asking, was it worth it to pay Friermuth all that money when the other guy is starting to get used just as much as he is? The same number in Turtle Creek is calling me like 18 times a day.
Is it spam?
If only I could, I'd love to find the address. I'd love to somehow get the address and just show up wherever this is. Is it from
and
a place?
And what would you do when you get there?
Just say, what do you... The same thing the guy said the Steelers should do with Pickens. What are you doing? That's, yeah, exactly. That is what I would do.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
After all we've done today, it's still referred to as the Joe Starkey Show as we come back from a break. Can we get rid of that, please, Limits? And go with the Pomp and Joe Show?
That's the JP one that needs to play. Just... due to contractual obligations, I believe.
Speaking of that, I'm going to be out at JP Roofing and Siding tomorrow, which is going to be awesome. You should join me out there. Route 30 in Irwin, We're going to be kicking off our Fan for the Win campaign to benefit the Women's Center and Shelter of Greater Pittsburgh. 10 until 2, I'll be out there. Route 30 in Irwin. Now, what is this? What is this from Miles Garrett that I see here? I've never complained about the trophy not being at my house and vice versa, Garrett told reporters. I'm looking at Steelers Depot right now via the Browns YouTube channel. He shouldn't feel two ways about it going to me. I don't play against TJ. He doesn't play against me. How about this, Miles? He'll feel any way he wants to feel about it. And I actually don't know how TJ feels about it, but if he was ticked off that he didn't win in a year where he deserved to win, then he's absolutely right for feeling that way. Sorry, he's the better player. His numbers across his career are better. And when these two teams have crossed paths, more often than not, TJ has the better game. And I don't need to be told if I'm TJ Watt by Miles Garrett whether I should or shouldn't feel anything about getting ripped off on this award last year because they went so deep inside the analytics it would have taken the jaws of life to get them out.
My favorite Miles Garrett quote from today was, I wouldn't say we're friends. I'd say we're friendly. I have great respect for him. We'll see what happens Thursday. That's just one of those, yeah, we're enemies, we're rivals. I could care less about this guy, but I have to say something friendly in the media to make you not look into it too much and make bulletin board material.
Yeah, maybe this is the type of thing that will energize TJ Watt. I don't think he needs energizing. Don't get me wrong. But on a short week going into Cleveland, you know, body racked up from the Ravens game. I'm talking all the Steelers. It's little crap like this. That's why they call them the Browns is the Browns, by the way. What a joke of a franchise. Seriously. These are the real Browns. That's the problem. And I don't think TJ was very happy, by the way, because after he was ripped off on this award last year, he tweeted out, and I quote, nothing I'm not used to. Okay? He should have won the award probably in 2020 when he lost it to Aaron Donald. He had another year where he finished third. Garrett joked that Watt will have to apologize to him for being a sore loser. Yeah, that's funny.
Says the guy who beat Mason Rudolph with a helmet.
Watt's the favorite right now. There's no way Garrett's winning this thing. Your team stinks. Okay? Unless you're going to break the all-time sacks record, which you're not, then you're not winning. He said it's up for grabs this year. I don't even think he shouldn't even be a candidate on that team. Unless, like I said, he does something historic. Well, you know what I mean?
I don't think he's going to be a candidate at this point, right? I mean, his team is not good. They're not going anywhere, and that typically is a detriment. It's not like MVP in baseball when Mike Trout continues to win it on a lot of bad teams for the Angels. But TJ Watt deserves to win it because of the production that he had. I know the last couple of games it hasn't been there as much, but also is just a legacy award, too, because he hasn't won it in two out of the last however many years.
I don't believe that the legacy award thing doesn't move me, because that's how Garrett won it last year, in my opinion, is that voters just thought, yeah, it's pretty much his turn, hasn't won one yet. So even though TJ led him in virtually every conventional category there was, the dude wound up winning Defensive Player of the Year. It was a joke. If Kabali saying that. Yes, it's exactly what I meant to have happen there. And that guy, he's a legend, isn't he?
Jolly.
Let's see. Garrett had what? He had five fewer sacks than TJ last year. Tackles for loss. TJ had 19. Garrett had 17. Passes defensed. Garrett doesn't usually get involved in that type of thing. And TJ usually does. So passes defense, TJ had 8, Garrett had 3. TJ had an interception, and it wasn't just any interception. It was an interception that completely changed the momentum of a game against the Rams, if you'll recall, City Limits. And Miles Garrett had none. TJ had how many forced fumbles last year? 4. Garrett also had 4. TJ recovered 3, and Garrett recovered 1. So again, you had to take like a Jacques Cousteau level dive into the analytics, and you don't even know who he is, do you?
Jacques Cousteau.
Yes, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was his show, or movie, or book. don't know what
I've heard the name,
was.
But I think I heard it said in other shows and not his actual
show.
He
got ripped off last year. And he doesn't need Myles Garrett coming out and saying TJ Watt shouldn't feel two ways or whatever he said anyways about not winning the award last year. Yes, he should. He should feel like he got ripped off because he's a better player than you, and he was last year. By every conventional measure, he was. And I haven't even looked at the deep analytics. Didn't he win it on pass rush win rate?
Pass rush win rate, yes.
That was like the big number that stood out suddenly to people like Peter King.
Very successful.
Suddenly voting on pass rush win rate, which is very difficult to say, I might add, limits. What time are we done?
Now.
Bye. 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim
Thank
Hester,
you, Mr.
very
Hester.
Kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 64. Cloudy. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Newly christened.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.